year lang sa elementary ang natapos.
I was blessed, but I got to say in English, but like me, just I just fourth year in elementary.
So, hindi ko malubos na masabi sa kanila na wika yung gusto kong sabihin dahil kapos ako. Ang tatlong piraso lang po yung aking English.
I really want to express, but I can't really express why I appreciate the visits.
So, purihin ang Panginoon lang po at nagpapasalamat po ako sa nga nakilala ko si Pastor Lee. Matagal po nang naririnig yung tungkol sa kanilang gawa. Ito sa portfolio, ngayon ko lang po nakilala.
I don't know what I can say, but I really praise God. And that's, thank you for Brother Dave Guto. I know him before, I just heard his name, but yes. Now I saw him personally.
I have heard before, but now I see. Yan ang time bomb. Yung pinaka-break. I was blind, but now I see. Amen? Kaya si Pastor Dilima. Ito po sa Bulacan.
Even here in Bicol, even I really bless, amen, for this wonderful message, amen, and revelation, amen, regarding dynamics. I'm very thankful for that and the opportunity to be with here. Thank you also for Pastor Nate to invite us here, amen. Praise God. I'm really blessed to see Pastor Vic, amen, and the congregation, amen. And thank you for all. Ang glory, Pastor Vic, awit ako sa Panginoon at sa amin lang. Amen. I just wanted to sing, amen. Hallelujah.
I know that someday, oh, I'll be there. I know that someday, I'll be with you. Where there is no sorrow, no pain or sickness, but happiness eternal.
Now I am free from the burning hand.
Yan ang singing pastor.
Amen.
Kompleto may mechanics, may dynamics.
Pastor, ikaw naman.
Pastor Mena. Pastor Brown.
Ikaw na mag-introduce yourself.
Okay, at least good afternoon to everyone, especially to co-ministers and our beloved brother from Fairborn, USA. Good afternoon. I am Pastor Cerero Binimia Jr. from San Rafael, Montalban, Rizal. I am blessed this day. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Ikaw. Nakalimutan mo pangalan?
Aurelio.
Ikaw na mag-introduce.
Sige. Good afternoon. My name is Pastor Aurelio Agonias. They call me Pastor Al. I'm the new pastor of Caloocan Church, the Unfailing Body Word Assembly. And my elder pastor is my beloved Edward Pastor Young. He is my father of faith, just like Paul to Gamaliel. Today, this is the month where Pastor Young was promoted to heaven. This is the April. Every time, because I work overseas, so every time I'm on vacation, he always wanted me to come for the minister's meeting. And the first time I met Pastor Nate Moore, he's together with Pastor Childer. That was 10 years ago, here in Bicol, together with Pastor Victor. So I still remember you. And I didn't know that I will become a pastor, because Pastor Yap, he wanted me to, you know, to learn. He taught me, trained me. When every time Pastor Yap asked me, "Are you ready? Is there any dealing with you that you want to be a pastor?" I said, "No, Pastor Yap. You know, I'm happy helping you. That's it. But higher than that, to be a pastor, I mean, no. It's okay. I'm fine with it as a associate pastor. Helping you is my happy, and I'm happy for that." And then I didn't know that he will be promoted so early. So when that happened, I said I just leave it to the Lord. I don't know what will happen, because no, there's no training, there's no school to be a pastor. What I know is just God called me, Ephesians chapter 1. And I just leave it there. I said, "Lord, I don't know, but I need your help. Just like Solomon said that I just need your wisdom, that's all, to lead the people." Amen. Now I'm here and I'm so blessed, Pastor Nate, with your message. I told you when we were in Manila about the teaching of about the ministry of the bride. I was reading that time the message of the message of the bride about this Revelation 10, 8 through 11. And then I was reading the voice for the final age. But I wasn't sure yet until you preached that in Marikina. And I said, "That's the confirmation. That's the ministry of the hour."
Amen.
Amen. For the bride to be ready for the rapture. And I said, I was so blessed. And all of this message that you brought us, I think that's, you know, that's blessing, truly blessing. So again, just if in case you coming back here with the brethren from Fairborn, the door of Caloocan Church is always open, widely open, to visit us and come and preach the word.
Amen.
Amen. And then again, from the Fairborn community tabernacle, I wish you 3 John 2. And God bless you all. And again, my name is Pastor Al. God bless you all. Thank you, Pastor Nate and Brother Don. God bless you.
Amen. Siya po ang pumalik ay Pastor Yap. Si yung kaedad ko. Parehas kami sa 72. Kaya, kumpare.
Thank you, Pastor Lee. Good afternoon,
sa inyo lahat. Lalo-lalo na kaya Pastor Blake at kay Brother Douglas. I am Oscar Dibla from San Ildefonso, Bulacan. I am a fruit of Pastor Yap when 16 years ago when in his outreach, and I've become a pastor without knowing how to do the work of a pastor. But now, when I become a pastor since 16 years ago, and I meet and heard a message from Pastor Network in on 2008 here in Bicol, I'm very blessed because your message is a revelation from God. And for the next time, I heard your message in Marikina, a message about how to possess the inheritance as a bride. And during during the time, I'm feel very happy. And today, I'm also very happy and blessed because this is opportunity again to hear a message from you, the message of what is your message, the mechanics and the dynamics. And in the morning, I heard also again your message about the simplicity of our God. And I know that the simplicity of our God will help us to manifest the life of our Jesus Christ to those people who wants to know the love of God, to those who want to know God. And again, I thank God that I meet Brother Douglas, because Brother Douglas also is an inspiration as a deacon to go with his pastor. And I love it, because when my deacon also will go with me, I'm very happy and inspired to do what wants to me to do. Kaya I know. And I'm very happy also that I met some pastor here in Bicol in Visayas, because this is a sign that all the predestinated or the part of the bride will go to full unity to introduce the message of the hour to make the bride in its full stature of our the body of our Jesus Christ. And I know this is our duty to bring the message of the hour to those people who are in the dark ages or in the dark time. Really, thank you for the invitation. Thank you for every one of you, that because it will introduce also to me to make my part as a pastor. God bless you and thank you to everyone.
Amen. Pwede namang mag-mission sa Amerika. Yun na, mag-missionary na. Meron pa, yung nakasalamin. Pastor Neres.
As I've said, you will never forget my name, Pastor. First of all, I want to introduce myself. I'm Pastor Ernest from a small town of San Mateo, Rizal. First, I would like to give my deepest gratitude to both of you, Brother Nate, Brother Doug, for your visit to, for visiting our country, no? Especially, we know that you are visiting those who are elected and ordained of God, to share the word, no? and revealing some mystery, no? I'm so thankful and blessed for all that you preach, no? And I'm so happy to hear, no? Words that I've never been here, but I have so many things to say. But when you were here, you can. But I just want to say, if there is a elect in Fairborn, elect of God, no. There is a elect in Bicol,
amen.
And there is an elect in San Mateo Rizal,
right.
And there is an elect for those who are those pastors that they are ordained, no? To be a pastor of their churches. I'm so thankful. No. I'm speechless. But I say I'm so happy to fellowship to every pastors and congregation. And first, I would like to give them to give my appreciation to Pastor Mick as a host of the gathering, and his wife and his congregation. And thank you all for everything. God bless us all.
Amen.
Amen. See you, Pastor June. Not that.
Amen. Thank you, warrior. Wonder warrior in Bicol. Praise the Lord. Of course, we'd like to appreciate the brothers on behalf of Fairborn Community Tabernacle, sending their pastor, Pastor Nate, and their deacon to the God. I told them that why God vindicates these brothers, because before he preached this kind of preaching about the unity, he did it first in his own local assembly. Last year when I was in his church, I observed that there were pastors almost every week in the church of Pastor Nate, which they come from different stand of the missings. And I really surprised that. So when I went back here, I said, oh, that's something, you know. When I was in Fairborn, I have seen that. So God vindicates it. Before he did it here in the Philippines, the experience, share the people, what is the simplicity of the word, and the salvation that we need to know through the message of the prophet. So praise God. Thank you for God. I mean, we really appreciate the efforts of this brother. Of course, the congregation of Fairborn Community Tabernacle. I would like to express my thanksgiving, my appreciation. This pastor here, the participate in our project. So hopefully by December, we have our own campsite somewhere in Apia. So this brother participate, of course, Pastor Nate, to help us out there in building up the fellowship hall. I would appreciate these brothers. I would like to appreciate the Fairborn Community Tabernacle because you help a lot of this project. So God bless you, of course. I'm so happy to see my brother Gomez. I really miss his brother. I can't forget him because when I talk Spanish, we used to talk Spanish. Spanish brother. I learned a lot, you know. When I see this brother, so thank you so much, Brother Gomez. I really miss you and your wife. I hope this will be the beginning. This will be the beginning. As I said a while ago, that I come up to a thought that I will not look for any culprit of what was happened now. I just really give thanks to God, whatever it takes every day. I'm not looking for someone to be blamed. Why those things happen? Why that things happen? I really appreciate what you've done. I don't have a problem with those people around me. If they were just not the same life which I have, I don't have a problem. Because God put them, you know, as I said a while ago, if Judas know that he's just helping his ministry to fulfill the prophecy of redemption, he will not do it. If Satan know that he is just an employee of God doing his job for the redemption story, he will not do that. Praise God. So, to me, what was happening every day, what will be happening tomorrow, I will not say for them to blame. I will say, Lord, thank you for all these things. That will help me to go through all the ministry we have.
Amen.
So thank you so much, Pervon, coming to Tabernacle. And thank you, Brother Nate, Brother Doug. I really enjoy your coming. I hope and see you soon one day. Praise God. God bless you, and may the Lord bless us all. Good afternoon, everyone.
Amen. That's Pastor June Bartillo from Marikina. And we have a brother here. It's been long time not to have fellowship for so many years. And now he's here. Amen. So I'm calling him to say something. Brother Joe Gomez. Amen. Pastor Joe. From Legazpi, a pastor from Legazpi.
Thank you, Pastor Vic. And we just to greet everybody, and to those that don't know me, my name is Joe Gomez.
Amen.
And I know Joe Pardillo and some familiar faces. I cannot forget you. And also, I'd like to say I'm here because I heard through the ether waves.
That's right.
that you were here, and Brother Doug Allen, I don't know if we met before. I don't think
first
so.
Time.
First time, yeah. But I know Pastor Nate Moore from quite a few years back.
Amen.
And I also cannot forget you because I learned things from you.
Amen.
And one of the things that I learned from you was how to use Palpo. You remember? Yeah. That was a long time ago. And I guess, you know, we're all here to learn, and the day we stop learning is the day we grow old.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
So we are ever learning. And thank you, Brother Victor, Pastor Victor, although you never asked me to come. We came because of Sister Vicky. She called us up, she called my wife up and said, come over, visit us, and we knew you were here, so
amen.
Thank you, Sister Vicky. A
couple of months ago.
I forgive you, Pastor.
I meet you there in your home.
Okay. And so I'm just happy to be here and see you and be with you. Regardless of anything, you know, I would like to greet each and every one in the spirit of unity.
Amen.
And I would like to use Paul's words when he said, in him we live.
Yes.
In him we move. In him we have our being. And so that's the spirit of unity, and I guess our life is like that, you know. We look for times that we can be harmonious, regardless of belief systems or anything. But I want to be in harmony with people, nature, whatever, as much as I can. And I'm happy to see you, Pastor Nate Woods. I'll see you, Brother Victor. Thank you.
Amen.
My longtime friend.
That's right.
Still my friend. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
God bless us all.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We've been together with Brother Chogomes in a mission work, Bacolod, in some other parts of Mindanao, and we were so happy at that time because of the message that we received. At that time, there's no doctors yet to be debated at that time. That's why the fellowship is so real. That's why I remember these brothers, especially
Amen.
Brother Winston, my former pastor,
right,
is so humble, and now we have a reconciliation about these things because
Amen.
It's not a doctrine. It's the life of Christ in us.
Amen.
That's why if it is a doctrine, we were fighting with the doctrines.
Amen.
Now I realize that the doctrine is not good. But when these dynamics came down in us and everything is settled at that, it's the Lord Jesus Christ Himself who called us,
Amen.
Who chose us.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world, we were already in His mind.
Amen.
Perfect.
Amen.
It's perfect.
Yes.
This place is not good, but in the eyes of God, the prophet said that it's on the sea of God's forgetfulness.
Amen.
All we have done in the place. That's why the Lord blessed us about this dynamics came down in us. The Lord changed my life yesterday when I heard that. Amen. We have to forget about the past.
Amen.
Think about this present tense that the rapture is so close. And we are waiting for this body change. And the Lord blessed us so much for this. So, I don't want to say something because my crying is gone. Now, I'm introducing to you my friend, enemy. Sometimes we fight, we both. But I grow in his ministry. We've been together for many, many years. Now I introduce to you my friend who is pastoring in Quezon City, no other than Pastor Jul Pisito. Come here.
Be to God. I am Pastor Jun Pusito. I am so thankful that God brought me here,
Amen.
This 2 days meeting, and the message was so tremendous. First, I would like to apologize if I disturb you in shouting and screaming. If you just understand me, I am that kind of person. I am very emotionalist, but I am so excited because the message was truly struck in my heart. I don't know. I can explain. I can say that I was born again this morning, but I heard from Pastor Mon that we refresh. Maybe God wanted me to back to my original condition. It's hard to explain everything here. But I don't have enough words to say what I feel right now. But the message was tremendous. And God has a purpose why I'm supposed to be leaving. But, you know, God intended me to be here for a while and have a great meeting. But to make the story short, I don't know how long we miss each other, Brother Pastor Nate. Yes, we separated long years ago, and I understand that you visited me, I think, Brother Childers and Brother Parnell. And when they visited me, and they extended their love, because I am out of communication.
Right.
Lost command. I don't know if that's the right word. Lost command. But when they visited me, I accept them. Then I showed volume of quotes. I don't know if you still remember that. That's me. I think the Lord spoke to me last 6 months. I already told Brother Nate about this, but I hope you understand me now, who my true heart in the fellowship. I was so blessed when Pastor Joe Gomez speak to this morning about the working for all of us to have a unity, something like that. But by the way, so again, I speak to myself. I can explain. I'm finished. I'm done. I will go back to Metro Manila. Maybe I'm a changed man.
Hallelujah.
And even my wife, she told me that, Dad, you are a changed man. You are getting handsome. I'm just kidding. So by the way, thank you very much to all of you. I met some pastors from different places. Thank you, Pastor Boy, for inviting us. And Pastor Daniel, on the 14th of this month, we will go to Burias. Then after Burias, we will go to Masbate. All right.
Amen.
So again, thank you very much to my co-ministers. Sobra po yung ginawa ng Diyos dito. And let us be open. Let us be open and let us welcome each other. But for me, I have a goal. I have a quote from Brother Branham that when I preach to somebody's church, I just preach encouragement. I don't want to drop a bomb to confuse the people. I don't want to drop a bomb to confuse the people. I love fellowship. And I, maybe those years, fighting years, Zandalek, kilala niyo po ako? I just want to ask them if they know me, really. Sorry for that. Sorry, I am very, I don't know.
Your pardon, sir.
Oh, okay, thank you very much. But, excuse me, Brother Victor told me just yesterday, said, we quarreled too much. And said, now, no more quarrel. The two goons now become born again. Okay, thank you very much, Brother Victor. Okay? And I remember said, Brother June, come on. I will not go to the minister's meeting and I will not invite you to come to my house. Okay, but you know, God changed everything.
Amen.
Amen. I can say I'm not a bad man, a bad boy, but you know, I have, you know, my deep conviction at the time. But now I think that kind of conviction is quite different. It's not enough or it's not good for this day. This is the time for Solomonic age, peace and prosperity. Okay, but it doesn't mean you need to more wives. Okay. What I'm saying, the Solomonic age is peace and prosperity. To Pastor Nate Gandas, Bardot, I'm sorry to pronounce it. Come on, down. Okay, I enjoyed our fellowship, though we have a short time. If God's will, I told to myself that I would like to invite, just extend one day for Pastor Nate more. Just one day to preach in my church.
Amen.
Okay? But since the word was given to me, so I'm the one who will preach. Thank you very much.
Amen.
I love you all.
Amen.
Okay? Sino pa ba? Love you, Victor. Si Pastor Luke, ito ay laging mabait. So again, to God be the glory.
Tumanggap ako sa Panginoon na sa Trinitarian ako. 1984. I was 1984 young. Almost 40 years old. 40 years. Pero, coming to our department, two of us, he just born again yesterday. I've been in the ministry for 40 years. You mean to say, Father, we were not born again for 39 years? Just yesterday? But I'm so happy because everything God changed. I can fellowship to anybody, to anyone. That's why God bless us and Brother Pastor Joe Gomez is my friend. We've been together for many, many years. Now he's here. That's why the Lord bless us. And I will call the brother, my former pastor. We've been split many times. But I'm happy that he became too a pastor like me. Here in Ligao, three of us, a pastor, the one who replaced Pastor Winston Sr. is Pastor June Winston Jr. Is he here? And now in Ligao, three pastors. I'm calling Pastor Marcial to say something.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Victor, for all appreciating us. It's very exciting to say something here in this group, especially I remember Brother Nate. I just remember what the preaching of Brother Nate did since before, 1990s, I think 1990s yun. His preaching about why you are looking life among the dead. So I remember that, Pastor Nate. So it's a very good example of a meeting that I heard before that I heard for that for you, and I'm thinking so much for that, Brother Nate. And then according to Brother Victor, he's my former I am his former pastor, and we are separated again. And and then after that, for several times, I feel in my life that the Lord called me to handle a ministry, because when I go far from the ministry, something, circumstances happen in my family, even the financials very hard to find out. So that's why when I pray, Lord, what is your calling for me? And that at that time I remember that message, I'm looking life among the dead. So at that time I realized that I go back to the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
And from that time the Lord bless me.
Amen.
Yeah, so that's all. I very appreciated with this meeting, because again I meet you, Brother Nate and Brother Doug. So praise God. So I'm really happy to meet some brother here, some pastors from other places. So that's my happiness to meet you. By the next month, I will be in Manila again for some pastors inviting me here to be in their church. So God bless you. The Lord will bless us all, and I appreciate Brother Joe Gomez. It's very long time we don't have a fellowship, but now I believe there's a unity.
Amen.
Amen in the world. So God bless you, Brother Joe. God bless
you.
Okay. We have a friend of mine in Masbate, and he always saying that, Pastor Vic, you are invited in my church. And you are always welcome, even though if there is no church anniversary, anytime you can preach for us. I'm introducing to you the pastor from Masbate, Usun Masbate, Pastor Boy Opal.
Thank you, Pastor Blake. Gusto kong magsalita ng halo-halo. Kasi masarap ang halo-halo. While I was sitting there, I thought how I'm going to start my talks. Because as Pastor said, he said that he is poor in English. So maybe I'm 5 in English. I thank God, especially this gathering, especially the message that we have heard from Pastor Nip. It is true that without simplicity, without new birth, we cannot see God. The way up, said by the prophet, is the way down.
That's right.
We cannot see God if we will not be born again. So we need to be born again by the word. So if we born again, there is something happening to us. So you in God knows that there is something happens in your life.
Amen.
So praise God. So ako pala si I'm Brother Boy Ubaco, Pastor Boy Ubaco from Panisian Osun Masbate. So I'm happy to be here.
Amen.
And as I have said, Pastor Lin, that we wish someday that he can visit us in our place in Masbate. Praise God. So we have 5 pastors there, 5 churches. And not only Pastor or Pastor Nate, but the pastors, like say Brother John Isito, Pastor Dick, I have said to him that anytime you can come to our church. So I thank God. May the Lord bless us.
Amen. Brother Nate is always flying, going everywhere. But he's scared riding on the boat.
That's why when you go to his place, we'll ride on the boat.
4 hours only. You don't be scared. God is with us all the time. And we have another, sometimes we had a debate because of his pastor, Brother June, and I never chat him in my life, but he talk about against peace all the time. But it's my friend. Now we are peace. And I'm calling my friend, Pastor Sonny Villares.
Okay, first of all, I want to greet all of you. Good afternoon. Most especially, of course, to our precious, wonderful, handsome, Brother Nate Moore and Brother Doug Allen. I'm very happy, you know, because it's my second time to see Brother Nate. I saw him since 1993, if I remember. And I And I would para magkatabi, ano ba siya gusto magkatabi?
Bahala ka na
ka. Beside him. And, Baro Wesley. And, Baro Wesley, I'm beside him. So, we ride in ordinary bus. So, I saw Baro Childers, you, and Baro Wesley. It's very hot. They find a pamaypay. There's no pamaypay in that time. Very hot.
Abanico.
So, there's a drunken man. They shout, Brother Wesley. They say bad words. Puto ko chinta. And I saw, and I looked to Brother Wesley if what is his reaction. You know, it's my first time a minister that point finger to that drunken man. Peace. I inintay ko na mag ng ano ng kamay na masama. But Brother Westy point a finger to him. Peace. The drunken man's very angry. I think he angry because he saw foreigners. And I'm so happy to see you once again, Berlin. I'm very happy because I never thought that we will see you once again. And the second time I saw you, wow, you are a dynamic preacher. And Bart Childers, of course, a very dynamic preacher. And I will treasure this one. And every time I saw you, Bernie, I'm amazed. You know why? Because I'm a Filipino, and I'm very passionate with the foreigners like you, because I'm a small. It's my dream to be a basketball player, but I'm only small. So, of course, I want to greet Pastor B. I love you, Bernie. And of course, Pastor Jude Partillo, I love you also. And my pastor is my, he ordained me to be a pastor in Tanay, Pastor Jude Visito. And all of this man is a gallant man, man of God. So, yun lang. To God be the glory.
Amen. That's sunny. And I'll call also from Camarillo, a friend of mine. I preached, I think, twice in his place during the time, the church anniversary. Now I'm calling Brother Pastor Tony Badon.
Thank you, Brother Lee. Praise the Lord. It's nice to be here and to see my co-pastors or my colleagues as a bride of Christ, and for having you, Brother Nate Moore and Brother Doug. This is my first time to see you. Likewise, it's the first time to see me. Even though I heard much for you, but it's only learned by some preachers. But I believe we are in the mind of God. We are all get together there. But in the time element, I am glad to see you all, my brothers and sisters. I am Pastor Tony Badon of Taga City. Thank you, and God bless us all.
There's another brother of God. I forget when I look it, there's another pastor that he can say something about this meeting. Pastor Inting from Lakag Daraga. He needs an interpreter. Can mag-interpret?
Sana interpret ka. Sige na, sige na.
Okay, pasensyahan niyo naman yung ano ah, translation. Tama mo. Hello.
Isang magandang hapon sa inyo lahat.
Good afternoon to all of you.
Ako nagpapasalamat.
I'm very thankful to all of you.
Mula ng mga mangarap ang ating kapatid.
Before, after the our brother preach today and yesterday,
lubos na nagalat ang aking puso.
I'm very happy and glad.
At ang kanyang mga pangangaral ay lubos na nabigay sa atin ng kagalakan.
Because Brother Lake's preaching gave me a happiness and gladness to my heart.
At ako ay natutuwa.
And very happy.
Dahil
because
ang dala niyang mensahe,
because his message
ay ang magkaroon tayo ng pagkakaisa.
To have a unity to all of us.
Huwag na nating titignan ang mali ng iba.
Don't see right or wrong.
Sapagkat napakabuti nga ng Diyos.
Because our God is very good.
At huwag nating hanapan ng mataas na kapahayagan ng bawat ministro.
Don't look higher understanding all ministers.
Kagaya ng Bumbilya.
For example, the Bumbilya.
May kanya-kanya itong liwanag.
There's a different shining.
Mayroong 100 watts.
There's a 100 watts.
May 50 watts.
50 watts.
Mayroong 5 watts.
5 watts.
Hindi maaaring hanapan ng 100 watts ang 5 watts.
You cannot find 5 watts the 100 watts.
Sapagkat ito ay may kanya-kanyang kakayanan.
Because there is a different.
Ang pinakamahalaga.
The most
important.
Tayo iisa sa mensahe ng ating propeta.
Well,
the same message.
A believer.
Ako, nagpapakilala sa inyo.
I'm introduced myself to you.
Ako si Vicente San Juan.
I'm Vicente San Juan.
Marami ang hindi nakakakilala sa inyo.
There's so many don't know me. I'm very happy to you, brother.
Ngayon lang ako nakatayo sa ganito na mayroong podcast.
It's my first time to hear to the foreigners, in front of the foreigners.
Pinapalik ko ang papurit na salamat sa ating Panginoon.
And give the glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Mas matindi yung interpreter. Maraming dagdag. Si Pastor Aaron, nandiyan ba?
Yes, here.
Hey, nagtago nang nakita pa. Kaya, good morning to everyone. I call you good morning because of your bride. We don't have a afternoon, but all things is a morning to us. By the way, I'm happy to meet Pastor Nate Moore from Fairborn Brethren, Ohio, and his colleague, Deacon's brother Joe. And I regards my greetings to those veteran in Fairborn, Ohio. And by the way, I'm happy to hear those message. This is the first time that I see Pastor Nate Moore. Kasi, this is the person that I see him because this is the person that they go. Okay, almost 13 years, but I believe I think I'm not on that ministry at that time, and I'm so very young, and that's the reason why I'm so very blessed. Those messages that he given to us, because
sabi nga, I forget those when I was being in college. Many students always studying those major subjects, but they forget the minor. Amen? Like us, even the ministers in these days, they're always focused on those doctrines, but they forget Amen. That Brother Branham said that don't forget your ABC. Diba? They always teaching those mechanics, but they don't they forget the dynamics that those brethren needed in their church, and also we become separated to each other because of those doctrines that we don't let the dynamics do what he did it, or what he do to for us to recognize those type of mechanics. That's why sabi nga na sabi sa scripture, meron kanya-kanya tayong sukat. And those messages na na-receive ko at na-intindihan ko kay Pastor Nate mo, sabi nga, yun ang importante. Sabi nga, this is not coincidence but timely given, and because that is a God's purpose for us ministers to understand that we need to become blessed not only to our veteran, even to those pastors in its groups. Sabi nga is, hindi na kailangan ng grupo. Dapat kailangan is unity. Diba? Nakita nga natin in Matthew 24 and the other denominations and the world will united, how much more the body. Amen? We are been teaching the capstone. We are teaching the perfection, but we need a perfection to ourselves first. As a pastor, I believe that we started in us as a good character to our brethren. And also, yun lang, at siguro sabi mo na parami na. And I thought I will, sabi nga, I always, the person that always in the backstage, I never talk too much. Because I even doesn't need, I rather said that I did not think that I will use my English grammar here. Because I usually talk in Tagalog. But I'm happy enough that I will use my 50 cents of English grammar here. Okay? Praise to God, hallelujah, and good morning to each and everyone.
Amen.
Amen.
Mayroon pa isa. Pastor Edwin Valencia Pascual from Bulacan.
Good afternoon, praise the Lord. What I hearing the preaching of Pastor Nate yesterday and today, I remember when the Americans dropped the bomb in Japan, the war is ended. Amen? What I hear yesterday, today, and today is a dam, bomb. To stop
fighting
each pastor of its different stand in the message. That's what we need to pray now. No? To stop fighting, no? To have peace and fellowship. No? Because many pastors are divided. Because there is so many differences, but all differences, what I hear is mechanics.
Amen.
Mechanics. Mm-hmm. No, what we need is dynamic.
Amen.
And one word.
Amen.
Is the dynamic, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we start today the fellowship, no, and to stand the dynamic. And the fellowship will continue until rapture. We travel almost 1,000 kilometers from San Miguel Bulacan to here. And this is a great privilege to be here and a great privilege to be meet you here. I meet you or I show you one time last almost 10 years in Caloocan. When you preach there in one of the Caloocan, this is the second time. And my heart is very happy to hear what you preached today and last yesterday, because that's that message is the needs of every minister in the Philippines, that kind of preaching. I'm Pastor Edwin Pascual from San Miguel Bulacan. God bless and thank you.
Atomic bomb here in Ligao. I just born again yesterday because of the atomic bomb. That's why I'm so happy that the message of the hour finished the different doctrines. You know, when you receive the doctrines, you will be, you are always be boastful and be something, because you're thinking all the time that you got it in my own, in your own. But you remember from 63, 64, 65, the prophet preached it all there. We just study, we just pick everything there so that we can preach this message. But it's not new one. It's already in there from 63, 64, 65, the new message of the prophet. When he mentioned about new field, the new field is 1963. Opening of the seals.
Amen.
It's not new. It's just in there. Just pick it up and study it and preach it so that the Lord bless us. There is new here. New, no more new here. We are all bride of Christ, and we must receive this message of the hour so that we can go to the rapture. The Bible, Nate told us, we must recognize our day in its message.
Amen.
That is the final event.
Amen.
To receive this message, recognizing your day in its message. It settled everything in that. Even though if you just receive it right now, when the rapture comes, you will be there in the rapture.
Amen.
Because you receive it with all our hearts.
Amen.
So, before we have a main event preaching, this brother is excited that came from another island, and I know he's so excited. Can we have an offering for the one who cooked the food for many, many days, so that when they came home, they will have that offering for their family? We can have it. That is the box there. Kanta, igan na. Igan ang kumanta. Wala akong leading. Wala, hindi ako marunong kumanta. Sino? Sige.
I will read a song. And while I sing, the box is there. I'm exempted to give money because I'm here.
Amen.
Okay, the song I write, I have an inspired word. So I used to sing a song, my own composition. They entitled, She is Him.
Amen.
He came to Abraham with fleshly body to show the prophecy what it should be. This Gentile world will end with fire and brimstone. So this word made flesh again, then great tribulation, as it was in the days of Sodom, so will it be the coming of the Son of Man be. Jesus is here today, and him a mystery, for him will become sheep, because she is him today. He came to live to say, what is your day? He came to let you know what you're supposed to do. He came to let us see the things that are to be. That your theophany is always ready, as it was in the days of Sodom, so will it be the coming of the Son of Man be. Jesus is here today, unveiled a mystery, for him will become she, because she is him today. Luke 17:30 is our key to unlock the door of prophecy. For God revealed today this great translation. So as the bride received this revelation, as it was in the days of Sodom, so will it be the coming of the Son of Man be. Jesus is here today, unveil a mystery, for him will become she, for him will become she. This greatest mystery is now revealed today.
God bless you.
Amen. Meron pa bang gusto bumawit? Ikaw si Tibig eh. Meron pa may awit? O sige.
Tibig ako pa awit niya.
Oo. Oh. Bibigyan kita ta. No more war. Thank you, Father Nate. The peace is here. Kuhan nata, Kuhan. Saka itong speaker natin, matindi. Baka na si... Da pa? Pabuksin na, buksan na. Oh, si ikaw na muna ba, John, Pastor John?
Sabi ko na nga ba, tatawagin mo rin ako eh.
Pasensya na kayo, talaga kayo ako.
Can we help you? Tara. Patuloy ko rin
po. Masaya lang po ako nga. Kumbaga, ino-all out kami itong aking attributes. Thank you very much.
Okay, Samuli.
Gusto ko pasalamatan ng Diyos, and I would like to thank our fellowship of the mystery and the love divine that we have.
Amen.
Amen. And now we will proceed before we the speaker. You want to preach today?
Okay.
Can you say something? Okay.
And also, Brother Jack, can you can say something after this?
God bless you. It's been a good week, good services. Lord's blessed, and I thought it would be good tonight to let some other brothers minister. I've preached a lot today, and I preached a lot this week, and I thought tonight just let you brothers do it. And I've enjoyed being here. Thankful for you opening your doors and sharing, and God has blessed this week, and I really appreciated being a part of it. And as we head back home, our prayers will be with you.
Amen.
And I'll keep you in our prayers as we get back to our tabernacle in Fairborn. And they're excited about the services. They've been watching them online because Doug's been recording them and getting them uploaded every day. They have everything almost up to this current service. So they're able to see it, and they're rejoicing and enjoying it. So God bless you. I love you all. Glad to be back. And I'll meet you as a brother sitting here, there, or in the air.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. It's been a privilege and an honor to meet each and every one of you. I want to thank Brother June, Sister Alma. They're like my second family. Brother Victor and Sister Vicky, they too are like my second family.
Amen.
Take very good care of us. Greatly appreciated. And I didn't know what to expect when I come to the Philippines. Brother Moore, we were actually fishing. We were fishing down in Florida, and he asked. He said, "Hey, you want to go to Florida?" And I said, "Let me think about it. Let me think about it just for a little bit." Yeah, I'm sorry, the Philippines. And we're talking a little bit more, and I'm thinking about it. So I talked to my wife that night. Not that I needed her blessing, but I just want to make sure that she was safe and okay with it. So the next morning I told Brother Moore, yes, I'd like to go. And I'm very thankful that I've been a part of it. I really am.
Wow.
It's been my blessing, your blessing to me. And I couldn't thank you enough. Thank you, Brother Dick.
Amen.
Amen. Masaya, we are also happy that Brother Nate, after 15 years in legal, I remember in 2008, we were more than hundreds of ministers there, here. The food is so much, and I can't forget about 2008, because at that time, we were renting the place. That's why the Lord bless us today, because after 15 years, we have a church building, and is here preaching for us again. Now, the main event for this evening. I'm so happy that he came last night. I was surprised that he came, and I'll give it to my friend, Brother June Gabad, in this pulpit. Come here, Brother John.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here. And I don't understand why Pastor B gave me the opportunity to preach. It's maybe every time he has been troubled with somebody, I am the one who is calling. And he's telling me, do not talk with that brother. Why? Because we have some trouble with him. And good for me, because I did not fight that brother. Because after 3 weeks ago, I saw him in a social media. They are so close.
Just like that. So, we've been a long friend with Pastor Vic, almost 30 years with this message. The first time I've been with you guys, Pastor Childers was there way back 1997. Pastor Joe Gomez was there. Sir Edna, how are you? I am the son of Pastor Pony Gabad and Sister Rose. I was a little boy that time. Now I became a man. That was 1997, way back, Brother Nate, if you could still remember. We come together in Tarlac City. And that night we traveled from Manila, from hostel to Manila. And you gave me the half part of your bread. Maybe I look like a hunger boy that time. So that Pastor Nate gave me, he's not yet a pastor that time. Pastor Childer was the pastor during those days. Sister Lucy was also there. We traveled along to Tarlac City. And Pastor Nate gave me the half part of his bread. And I believe because of that bread, I became a pastor. It's not just the literal bread that they gave me. It's the Word of God.
Amen.
And He never failed to impart that bread to us. He's always giving us not just the half part, but the whole bread. And it was just given to us, and it became a blessing for each and every one of us. And we are so blessed, Pastor Nate, together with your company. We are so blessed that you are here. Do not be surprised if I speak well, because I already memorized it when I was there. I just memorized. I don't know when or where did I'm running out of English words. Well, anyway, we're so glad, we're so blessed, Pastor Nate. There are a lot of rebuke that hurts our emotional, but I believe, although it hurts our feeling as a human, but it is a blessing for us.
Yeah.
It is now time for us to go home. It is now time for us to heal every wound.
Amen.
And I believe the Lord will continue to bless each and every one of us as we are spending our time here. Amen. I remember when my kids, when I got home, and I have something for them. If I got a imported chocolates, Cadbury, Toblerone, they are shouting, they are very happy. But one time I came home with a local chocolate, and they said, you can tell the expression of their faces because it's local, but it's imported. They're shouting for joy. And I believe we are not childish as of now. We are man enough to enjoy the Word of God. Don't you worry, brother. It is the same chocolate that we will going to eat. Amen. Although it's local, it's still the same.
Amen.
It's still the same, the Word of God that we are sharing and we are feasting with. Amen. I just remember, Pastor, when we were together, long time ago, Pastor Joe, Sister Edna is a good friend of my mother, Sister Rosie. They both come from, they both cross beyond the curtain of time. And we've been talking about it with Pastor Joe Gomez, I believe. And I'm so glad that you are with us today.
Amen.
Amen. And just setting aside those little differences, and I believe that this is the will of the Lord.
Amen.
To come us together. Amen. I also wanted to appreciate Sister, what is her name again? I'm just kidding, Sister Alma. She's so very dear, mother-like to me, Pastor John Pardilio. Amen. He's the person that always talk about with Pastor Victor. Shall I say? Well, thank the Lord has been so good. Amen. He is fixing something and is doing something right now. Amen. We are so blessed, Brother Nate, for the message that you brought us. Not only you, it is we believe that it is not actually Brother Nate, it is the Lord. Amen. It's the Lord that worketh in his body. And we appreciate the works of the Lord. Amen. Before I run out of my English words, I would like to read the Bible. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 6, the Bible said, we may stand if you would like. Wherefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. We may be seated. The Lord God bless us all as we read the scripture. Amen. I can hear my own heartbeat as I am delivering this word. Amen. Amen. And I pray that the Lord, He is the one who works.
Amen.
Amen. Right at this time, that this little short period of time become a blessing for each and every one of us. But ba kung nagtatagalog? Ay, nag-i-English. Pwede mo ba na Tagalog? Amen. Praise the Lord. So, I would like to speak in English for the benefits of our brothers. So that... Okay. For the benefits of all. Taglish. Amen. So, the Bible said, as we read, wherefore they are no more twin, but one flesh. There is a marriage that is happening right now. Amen. The prophet said in his message, 1965, God of this evil age, going to a wedding to be married with him, to become part of him. See, by a predestination, just a man that chooses a right wife in life, was ordained to be part of his body, so that is the bride of Jesus Christ will be, and is now from old ordained by God to be part of that body. See, all the scriptures are so rich, full of honey. Now the prophet's talking about the wedding, and in wedding, there is a marriage certificate.
Amen.
Yes. Is that right?
Amen.
In a marriage certificate, the marriage certificate will go in the change to change the name of the bride.
Amen.
She will be called a wife.
Right.
And being a wife, she has to change her name.
Amen.
And the responsible of changing that name, ay walang iba kundi yung marriage certificate. And that marriage certificate is a vow. Yung marriage certificate ay isang pangako.
Yeah.
Amen? And that vow should not remain as a vow. That vow should be manifested.
Amen.
Ang pangako ay hindi pwedeng manatili na pangako. Kailangan ang pangako magkaroon ng realidad. And the reality of that vow is happening right now. Amen. This is the reality of that vow. Amen. The marriage certificate is just a paper.
Amen.
Is that right? It's just a piece of book.
Amen.
But what is more important? The manifestation of that vow.
Yes.
Amen. And that manifestation is seeing right now in each and in every member of the mystical body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Kaya sa ating mga kapatid, being a wife, being a bride, kasi minsan nalilito eh. Bride age, wife age, and we fought it for a long, long time. I know it is not, you know it very well, Brother Nate, about the wife, covenant, the bright covenant. Amen. We are fighting for it for a long time ago about the terms that we're going to use. Is it wife or is it bride? Amen. Being a wife. Amen. Being a wife, there are too much responsibilities. Amen. Being a bride and groom, there are too much inspiration. Amen. And if you are inspired, no one can separate you from the love of God. Amen. If you are very inspired, lack of money cannot hold you. For example, you have a bride, and that bride asks you to have a date, and you don't have money. Are you going to answer your bride? No, we cannot have a date because I do not have money. No? You will say, yes,
amen.
I have the money because you are so inspired.
Yeah.
Amen? If your bride is from Bicol and you're from Manila and your bride says, come over here, you will never answer your bride that I do not have a fare to go to Bicol. Well, my bride just came from somewhere and that is how I came to somewhere. I came from Manila and every time she asked me, come over here in summer. Never in my life I answer my bride that I do not have a fear. Why? Because I am so inspired. I am full of excitement. I wanted to see her. And I wanted to be with her. But when she became my wife. Do you have money? Well, I needed to check it first. Although she is my wife, although she is now my bride, she is now my wife. She asked me the same question. Do you have money? And I answered a different thing. When she was my bride, I quickly answered him, yes, I do have money. But when she became my wife, do you have money? I needed to check it first. Is that right? Amen. Palakpan natin, Panginoon, mga kapatid. We must bring ourselves into a, we come again into a inspiration. We must be inspired. We must always be inspired by the Word of God.
Glory.
And the Word of God is none other than our groom, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. It's last time mag amen. He's not good. He's not good, man. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, way back, 15 years ago, I do have a bride. Her name is Eden. Hello? Hello, Sir Eden. I believe I am online now. I am live. Amen. And she asked me for a date. She said to me, can we have a date? I did not tell her that I am lack of money. I told her right at that point, yes, I will go with you. Amen. Why? Because I am so inspired. And I never fight with him, with her. Never in my life. The moment that she said that she loved me, I do not make war with her. No, no, no. Every time we met, I do have just like this. For you, honey. Nowadays, when she became my wife, it's no longer rose. It's an ulam. It's now become rice. The flour turned into rice. And ulam, bayand. Chocolate turns into budget for the house. And gifts turn into allowances of the children. Why? Because she is already my wife. And that's why he has lots of obligation. And as a man, I do have lots of obligation to her. But the covenant of us with Christ is an eternal covenant as a groom and as a bride. And it will never change. Although we step forward, amen, not being always a bride, we must step forward as a wife. Another chapter of our life. Amen. Because we are already wedded.
Yeah.
We are already one with Him. And we've already changed our name.
Amen.
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 Yeah. Being bride, you do not have to change your name because there's no yet marriage certificate. But if you're going to sign in a marriage certificate, you needed to change your name.
Yeah. Right.
And we all change our name. Just a couple of days ago, we have all been changed our name. From being a fighter, he became a kind man. Right? Being a troublemaker, he became a peaceful man. Amen. The Word of God did a lot to us. The Word of God changes our life. It changes even our names. From the book of life into Lamb's book of life. And we realize ourselves, wow, I am part of Him.
Amen.
When you become part of Him, amen, the message is telling us in a very plain language, when was the true bride of Christ was in the mind of God eternally. Amen. And that is our eternal covenant with God. Although we are now wife, but there is a vow. What do we call that? Mekasunduan. There is an agreement. Amen. And that words always remind us about our agreement. When we become wife, we have an agreement. And our agreement is an eternal covenant. And it will not change. Even it will spend another millions of years. Although there are no millions of years in eternity. It's an eternal. And we don't use clock in eternal. Thousands of years, it will remain. The covenant will remain as a bride. In our human dispensation, or in our time, amen. In the law of land, there is a lot of changes in every step, amen. As a friend, first you become friend, although you are kind to her, amen. And it will suddenly change if you become a lovers, amen. It will also change from friend into lover. And there is also a change from bride into wife. But in this relationship with Christ, it will never change.
Yeah.
Because we do have an eternal covenant.
Amen.
Amen. Let me read the message of the prophet. The bride of Christ was in the mind of God eternally. It's male and female. In the mind of God, there is a male, there is a masculine and a feminine.
Yeah, right.
And in that image, He created man.
Yeah.
In the image of God created He the male and female. That is the very pattern of God when God created man.
Glory.
It is in His own, it is in His image, yeah, in His mind, eternally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we do not exist beyond this time. We exist eternally with the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, there is only one form of eternal life, and that is the life of God. And way back in the mind of God, being feminine, you are unexpressed. We are all unexpressed in His thought. And God wanted to have a fellowship
with the 10 minutes.
Glory.
And we needed to speak it out.
Come on.
For us to have a manifestation in our day so that God could have a fellowship with each and every one of us.
Amen.
And in a decreed season.
Amen. Yeah, right.
This is the decreed season.
Amen.
A many-membered body.
Amen.
That God is continuously speaking before us.
Yes.
And every time He speaks, there is a name that has been mentioned. When the seal has been broke, my name has been spoken. And I say amen.
Amen.
Because that was my name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Now, thou not express until each came forth in the designated decreed season.
Yeah, right.
There is a seven churches ages, right? They are also a part of the bright tree.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Thou not express until each came forth in the designated decreed season. As each member came forth, it became expressed and took its place in the body. Amen.
Right.
Yeah. Thus, this bride is the literal spoken word, seed bride. This is a literal spoken seed word bride. Way back. Amen. It's too high that the human mind can grasp upon it. But it was there.
Amen.
I was there.
Yeah.
And you were there.
Yes.
And that is the reason why na tayong lahat ay nagpapasakop sa salita na ito. Sapagkat tayong lahat ay bahagi noon pa. That is why we say amen. Because we are all that. Amen.
Right.
Just speaking the word. Amen. And now she is feminine in designation. She is also called the body of Christ. It is very apparent that she ought to be called that, for she was predestinated in him, came from the same source. Again, came from the same source. Amen. And what is that source? Life of God manifested in our day.
Amen.
Eternal with Him and now manifesting God in. Okay. Predestinated in Him, came from the same source, was eternal with Him, and is now manifesting God. What is now manifesting? Manifesting God.
Right.
Oh my.
Amen.
It is now the manifestation of God.
Amen.
Wait. It is now manifesting God in a many-membered body. Amen. Is that right? It is now God manifesting in many-membered body. Not just me, not just you, but the mystical body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to the Lord. Many members, whereas once God was manifested in one member, who is that? Even our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the manifestation of the masculine God. Way back, 2,000 years ago. Amen. After that, He said, I am Alpha. I am Omega.
Amen.
There is a mechanics. There is a dynamic.
Amen.
Amen. So dito natin makita yung conclusion ng mensahe. Amen. Kaya napakabuti ng ating Panginoon.
Amen.
Hindi niya tayo binigo.
Amen.
At patuloy siyang kumikilos sa bawat isa sa atin.
Amen.
Amen. Patuloy niya tayong iniipon.
Amen.
Pinagkakaisa.
Amen.
Sa pamamagitan ng kanyang mga salita. I will not speak too long. The Lord has been so good to us. Nawa ay magpatuloy tayo sa ganitong gawain. Amen. Set aside all the childish things. We became now a man. We became now the manifestation of our vow. Amen. A vow is a vow. But a vow will never make sense without
a manifestation worship.
Amen. That's
right. You should do, we should do what the vow is telling us. If you promise to say it so, then do it. Why? Because it is a vow.
Yes.
And God has a promise to us. He also make a vow that He will going to raise us up in this last age, in this last day.
Glory.
Is it right?
Amen. Yeah, right.
Ang Panginoon ba'y totoo sa kanyang vow?
Yes.
God is good?
Yes.
God is true to His vow?
Yes.
He will raise Him up in the last days?
Yes.
And if it is a vow of God, it will surely come to pass.
Yes.
Now, not only the groom will go in to make a vow, it is also the wife will go in to make a vow. And what is our vow? To be one with Him. Now, they are no longer twin, but one flesh. God bless you all.
Kaya ang mensahe is so real. God gave some prophets, some apostles, some teachers, some evangelists, some pastors for the perfecting of the saints, for the edifying of the body. Ma-edify po ang body. Ngayon po, na-edify na. For the unity of the faith. And what is faith? Faith is a revelation.
Amen.
Everything comes by revelation.
Amen.
Kaya ito po ay clear understanding.
Hallelujah.
Meron tayong malinaw na pagkaunawa ng mensahe sa ating kapanahunan. Kaya ang third pool ang dumating sa atin. Sinabi ng prophet, the third pool is to the lost or to the bride. Once you reject this message, you are lost. Once you accept the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are in the rapture. That's why this message is only to the elect, to those who are ordained before the foundation of the world. We were already in the mind of God, perfect in His sight. That's why even though if you are new in this message today, because it's love, you are still in the rapture. Because, you remember, I was just born again yesterday. I've been preaching this message for since 90s. Now I was born again because of this brother. Amen? But I love this revelation. Because it's real.
Yes.
The reality is in us. That's why God don't want any more a debate.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Debate makes us what? Boastful. You are always somebody to be the head. There's no head here. We are all the same in the sight of God.
Amen.
Amen. Because this message makes us humble. You cannot be somebody in this message because all the bride of Christ is humble. Amen. That's why I'm so happy that Brother Nate came down to say this, to preach this dynamics. This dynamics came down in 1963. And preach all the mysteries that was revealed by us through the message of the prophet.
Yes.
And now we are rejoicing, enjoying this message, because everything is ready here from 63, 64, 65. It's here, and we are just digging it out, digging the message, because this message is only to the elect. If you are an elect of God, you will receive the word for your day in its message.
Amen.
Because the message of the hour, no other than this
seventh seal. This seventh seal, no other than the dynamics. That's why Brother Branham put together all these things. The Son of Man. Amen. Amen. The Son of God.
Amen.
The Son of David. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen. The seven thunders. The seventh seal.
Right.
Amen. It's all together. It's only one. It's all Christ.
Amen.
And Christ in me,
Amen.
In you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Amen. That's how will you connect together? If the wife and bride is more, if the wife is higher than the bride. No, sir. It's all the same thing. Just like the nature and the soul. So the prophet said in 676, of the COD, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, it does not do nothing. It changes or converts your spirits into a different soul. And that soul is a different nature from that spirit. In other words, mayroong dalawa, mayroong comparison. Amen? Ang dalawa ito kaya. Sabi ng prophet, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, it does not do nothing.
Yeah.
It changes or converts your spirit into a different soul. And that soul is a different nature of that spirit.
Amen.
First, you're mean, in evil, in hatred. Now, you are kind, sweet, see the difference? It's your soul that's been changed. Your old soul died, and the new soul, which is the new nature, was born unto you.
Amen.
You cannot cleanse Satan. Satan has got to die. In order that Jesus Christ must come unto me. Jesus Christ will come down in me. Because these two are contrary to one another. And that's why there's a lot of terminology about Satan. Satan has got to kill. Has got to rotten, has got to die, annihilated. Amen? There's a lot of terminology, but the most important there is to die.
Amen?
Amen. To die of your own opinions. To die with your own ideas. To die with your own thinking. But the life of Christ in me is now manifesting just humble and thank you for this meeting that all my old friends is here to unite together. Amen. It's so great privilege that my friend is here to preach this dynamics and also today God in simplicity.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, you cannot boast about this message.
Yes.
But we have to
glory
and unity. Now I can travel everywhere.